Nolte, riots in Democrat-run Philadelphia described as a total loss. By John Nolte on October 28, 2020. Why would any sane person want to live in a Democrat-run city? Why live in places like Philadelphia, where two nights of rioting have resulted in what's now being described as a total loss? Walter Wallace Jr., the man shot and killed by the Philadelphia police 3 days ago, is not George Floyd. George Floyd was lying on the ground helpless for 8 minutes as a police officer, who's now been charged with third-degree murder, kneeled on his neck. Walter Wallace Jr. brandished a knife before he was shot. But so what, right? Who cares about facts? Philadelphia is a Democrat-run city. So the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa know they can riot, loot, burn, and kill however much they wish. Oh, and injure no fewer than 30 police officers. That's not hyperbole. Below is the order telling police to stand down as the domestic terrorists rioted, looted, burned, and killed. You can bet those orders came straight from the top. Straight from the mayor's office, and the current mayor is a Democrat. And Philadelphia has not had a Republican mayor since, this is not a typo, 1952. 11 people have been shot during this mayhem. CBS Philly. Looting and demonstrations continued for a second consecutive night Tuesday in Philadelphia following the fatal police shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. in West Philadelphia. Police say looting along Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia's Port Richmond neighborhood has rapidly gone downhill Tuesday night and is a total loss. On Tuesday night, the police reported a mob of 1,000 exes looting businesses in the area of Castor and Aramingo. 1,000 people looting. 1,000. It's like the zombie apocalypse in a major American city. The police also told people in 7 separate districts to remain indoors except when necessary. These areas are experiencing widespread demonstrations that have turned violent with looting. More. Footage aired by local news channel KYTV showed people entering a Foot Locker store in a Walmart in the Port Richmond neighborhood, northeast of the city center, before re-emerging armed with televisions and other goods. Police said that up to 1,000 people were involved in the looting and issued a warning for others to avoid the area of Castor and Aramingo altogether as a result of the developments. Here's a guy obviously out to prove the social justice point that black appliances matter. Over the last few days, police cars have been set on fire. Countless stores have been ransacked, including a Rite Aid and clothing stores. All of this happening just days after the city council, which is Democrat-run, outlawed police from using tear gas, pepper spray, or rubber bullets. And now, Philly is a war zone bursting with violence, criminality, death, and marauding. You get what you vote for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.